Friday. It's Renee Cole, and you're listening, of course, to the Weight Management Call, which we host every Monday through Friday mornings. Like I said earlier, we are going to be talking about setting some foundations going into this major holiday of Thanksgiving. So if you don't have a journal, get it, grab it now and something to write with. Now, last Friday's call, we talked about a formula that would help you to see that the scale obviously is not a true measure for your success in the program. And when people look at their weight loss on a week-to-week, and some people actually try to do it on a day-to-day basis, that may not always provide you with an accurate picture. In fact, if you're holding a little fluid or some water, it will be discouraging to look at that scale on a daily basis or even weekly basis. And when you throw the holidays into the picture, it's a perfect formula to have you throw your hands up and say, this just isn't working, and quit. So remember, water fluctuations are only temporary, so stay focused on the benefits that you have and why you're wanting to continue with the TR90 program through these holidays. One, when you're on the TR90 program, it's going to reduce the cravings. It's going to help you feel fuller on less food. It's going to keep your energy levels up. Your fitness levels should improve, and you're going to lose inches. So obviously you want to spend more time with the measurements versus with that scale. So again, stop weighing so much. Scales are a perfect way to ruin a good day. And put your focus on how much your fitness levels have improved and how much your health has improved. You know, a lot of us on this call, we're getting older, but our bodies are getting younger. You know, we're stronger, we're more fit than we were probably even in our teens. So this weekend, I'd like to have you give yourself a fitness test. And every year I do this about this time. I think it's important to have a reality check. By doing this test, you will have a huge baseline in two areas. One area you will be testing is your upper body strength, and the second will be your cardio strength. Okay, now here's what I'd like you to do. So please write these down. First, see how long you can hold yourself in a plank position. Now, a lot of us either have iPhones or droids, and we have a little stopwatch on there, so you can actually put this thing right down on the floor in front of your face and then time yourself and see how long you can hold yourself in a plank. Second, how many push-ups can you do in a 30-second time period? You don't have to just do them consecutive 30 seconds, but just while the clock's running, got to rest a few seconds between, just see how many you can pull off. And then last, how fast can you walk or run a mile? Okay, next, I'd like you to test your flexibility. How I want you to do that is to sit on the floor. Your legs should be stretched down in front of you with your feet together. Now, bending over at the waist and reaching forward, how far can you reach without bending your legs? Can you touch your knees, touch your calves, or can you touch the toes without bending your legs? Make note of where you're at with that. And put these scores in your TR90 program guide or somewhere in your journal. And each time you are to measure your body, retest and watch and see how your fitness levels improve also. Because you should be measuring monthly. I would do your measurements with your body. Next, I want you to cover some of the most common questions that people ask me during this TR90 program. Sometimes I feel a little bloated after drinking the shakes is one popular question I get. So sample mixing, when that happens, sample mixing your TR90 trim shake or the green shake just in the shaker bottle, or make them as a pudding. And this will cut the amount of air that you whip up in the blender, and it will help with that bloated feeling that people might be getting. Second would be to switch your fruits that you're putting in them from the berries to peaches or mangoes or pineapples for a few days, because berries can tend to make us a little more gassy or and uncomfortable. Third, steam or grill or toast your veggies versus eating so many raw vegetables. This will also help with any tribulation you might have going on or any intestinal distress that you might have going on while you're on this program. Now, the second most common question I get is that I can't seem to get all my proteins in for the day. So what I find works is to be sure to spread your protein out throughout the day, and some proteins that won't set so heavy in your stomach, because that's the other, you know, problem people have. They feel like if they eat too large amounts of animal protein, that they just feel weighted down. So some proteins that won't feel heavy are cottage cheese, yogurt, Greek yogurt, egg whites, tofu, and, of course, your nuts. And the third most common question I get is people who are doing high-intensity exercises are feeling a little shaky or very hollow in the stomach after these workouts. If this is you, then I'd recommend that you consume some protein and fruit or vegetables right after your workout, or put your your grains and the vegetables in after the workout so that you're feeding the muscle a little bit, and that'll kind of help with that feeling. Okay, now let's shift and spend the rest of our time today addressing Thanksgiving. It's only 2 weeks away. So let's talk about how to make simple changes to your meal to create a lower calorie choice for your holiday feast. Here we go. There's five items I'm going to cover with you here. The first one is white meat. White means light. The dark meat of the turkey contains more fat and calories than your white meat per ounce. Pass on the gravy. Gravy contains 60 to 70 calories per tablespoon. And you can get a fat-free gravy that you can buy actually in the store that comes in a jar, or make your gravy the night before and let it sit on the refrigerator overnight, and the fat will settle on top. Then you can remove it and have your own fat-free gravy. So there is a way to not have to pass, but actually enjoy it. And then think outside of the bird. Stuffing baked outside of the turkey has almost half the calories of stuffing that's cooked inside the bird. Less weight with baked. Baked potatoes have fewer calories than mashed and much less than canned sweet potatoes. Plus, you can use sour cream. It has half the calories of butter. And last, pies that don't lie. Pumpkin and apple pies have half the calories as opposed to pecan pie. Now, with only 2 weeks before the big feasting day, we need to have a dress rehearsal. So get out your pens, journals. I want to share with you a couple of recipes for you to sample over this weekend. When we've used these in our homes over the holidays, and they've always been a hit. The first one is called a warm fruit compote. It's 75 calories per cup. Okay, now, all you're going to need is one 16-ounce bag of frozen sliced peaches, one 16-ounce bag of frozen pineapple, six fresh sliced pears, one or two tablespoons of cinnamon, 2 to 3 packets of stevia, 3 teaspoons of rum extract, a half a cup of G3 juice, or a half a cup of water. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to add the juice and all of the ingredients into a crock pot. Now, what I do is I always spray the crock pot with a little bit of Pam spray first, and then I add all these ingredients in there, sim on low for half a day or until it's hot, add additional water as needed. Then once this is all yummy and warm, then make your tiramisu shake as a pudding. You'll pour 2.5 cups of the warm fruit compote on top of your pudding and top with 1/4 cup of maybe toasted rolled oats. Now, the directions on how to toast the rolled oats is on page 41 of your TR90 program guide. But this is an absolute divine kind of dessert, and you won't miss the pies and stuff that are going to be available out there. Now, the second one is to make what we call an impossible pumpkin pie. To do this, you're going to need one 12-ounce can of evaporated skim milk, half a cup of flour, 3 egg whites only, 2 cups of pumpkin, and get that, of course, out of the can, 1 tablespoon of a diet margarine, 1 teaspoon of ginger, 3/4 tablespoon of vanilla, 1 teaspoon of nutmeg, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 tablespoon of baking powder, and 1 tablespoon of stevia. Now you're going to beat all these ingredients into a soup. You put them all into a big bowl and mix them up, and then spray a pie plate and pour it into the pie plate and bake it for 5 to 15 minutes. Now test it by sticking a toothpick in it. If it comes out clean, the pie is done. Let it cool for 20 to 25 minutes and enjoy. These recipes are easy, they're fun, and they make the house smell like the holidays, so definitely enjoy them. Now, to finish our call today, let's talk about the 5 steps for continuing your weight loss during the holiday events. And this also needs to be a rehearsal. So let's say this Saturday is Thanksgiving. I'd like to practice how that day will look for you. So step one, if Saturday tomorrow or tomorrow is Thanksgiving, number one, commit to creating a new holiday tradition. So I need you to decide and stop, because this is a critical first step. Are you committed? Yes or no? Put it on your paper. Then steps 2 through 3, review your options. Write down the commitments and imperatives that you need to focus on and set specific, measurable goals for each. So here's the first one. Attendance over these next 2 weeks is critical. Each day, if you can, be on these calls Monday through Friday, because each one of the coaches has something very valuable to help keep you focused through these holidays. Even if you're traveling, make that commitment. Jump on the call. Keep records on a daily basis on Thanksgiving Day. Track, are you getting in the shakes, the fruits and vegetables, and your proteins? Last, are you exercising? So again, we're going to pretend like tomorrow's Thanksgiving. How are you going to make this work? And what we do at my house is that we always make sure that we start our day with the shakes and the fruits. And then what about your environment? Do you have the right things in there to help keep you focused? You know, let's write your plan for action. So now that you've set some goals, and the goals should be how many fruits and vegetables are you committed to take in on Thanksgiving Day? How many shakes are you committed to take in? Write them out. How much exercise are you committed to do on Thanksgiving Day? Write out the goal. And then where will the plan take place? Are you going to be at home? Or are you going to be traveling? Will you be at your family's house, a friend's house? When will your plan take place? In other words, when will you do your exercise on Thanksgiving Day? When will those fruits and the shakes come in? Who will be with you on this day? Will they support you in your plan? If you let them know ahead of time what you've got in mind, you usually have high support with this. And then, do you have a backup plan? Who do you need to talk to about your plan so that it's more likely to happen? Now, I'm going to talk to my husband. He's been doing this right along with me. We've really made some changes in our life around our foods and our exercise over our lifetime. So we're just going to recommit to stay focused on this. And then how will you measure your plan? How do you record? Do you put it in your app? Do you put it in your journal? And do you share them with someone at the end of the day? When will you evaluate your plan? when will you take a look at how Saturday went on your dress rehearsal for Thanksgiving? Okay, we're out of time. I hope this call has given you some insight into the importance of protecting both your environments and how making simple changes can help you to have a fat loss over this Thanksgiving holiday. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone, and thanks for being on the call this morning. Of course, stay tuned at the top of the hour if you can. Some of our top leaders will be coming on to help give you some words of wisdom on how to continue to build your business and help other people improve their life. I'm going to take the phone off mute. Let us know who you are and where you're calling in from. This is Renee signing off.